Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency. And thank you all for tuning in. And welcome back to another episode of Mystery Frequency. Please be sure to check the archives for over 300 episodes of entertainment. And also, let me know what you think of the show. And if you enjoyed this podcast, it would be great if you could follow, review, and leave a rating. And speaking of which, please enjoy the show.
Around Dodge City, into the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Smoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Wanted for murder.
Wanted for murder.
Clay Richards.
Clay Richards.
Age 31.
31.
Height 6 feet. Eyes brown. Hair red.
Eyes brown, hair red. Hey, how'd you like me to print his picture on these notices? I got a woodcut. Well, let me show you. Ernie!
Yeah?
Fetch your marshal a copy of that front page. Interviewing Clay's wife yesterday, I noticed a tintype on the mantel, their wedding photograph. So, first thing you know, I snitched it.
It's very thoughtful.
Yeah, oh, I'll take it, Ernie.
Here.
And then I propped it up in front of me and carved me this woodcut. Ain't she prime? Ain't she just elegant?
Real elegant.
Good likeness, don't you think? Of course, he was 7 or 8 years younger with the tintype.
Yeah, it's a good likeness.
That's his hair shorter.
Doesn't show what makes a law-abiding man like him try to rob a bank. Doesn't look like a man who murdered an old cashier and a Chinese cook who just happened to be there. But it's a good likeness.
Yes, sir, it is. A picture like this sure dresses up the front page, don't it?
Yeah, it's a little masterpiece, Mr. Hightower. A notable contribution to the culture of Dodge City.
Well, thank you, Marshal. Does fetch the eye, don't it? I'm printing an extra 500 copies of the weekly, and I bet I sell them all. Too bad the cashier's shot went wild. If he'd managed to kill Clay or even wing him, why, I bet I could sell 1,000 extra copies.
We must be thankful for the blessings we do receive, Mr. Hightower.
Oh, I am, Marshal, I am. Why, just before it happened yesterday afternoon, I didn't know what I was going to fill my columns with, and then, like manna from heaven... 2 murders and a bank robbery.
Attempted bank robbery, Mr. Hightower. He turned and ran before he got his hands on so much as a dollar.
Yes.
Still, as you say, like man.
Dillon,
I'm talking business. What is it, Chester?
Well, it can wait, I guess, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, print Clay's picture on those notices, Mr. Hightower. Now, where were we?
Eyes brown, hair red.
Oh, yeah. Also known as Red, Bricktop, and Sorrel. He didn't answer to no other nicknames, did he?
No, that's what they called him.
All right, then in big letters, $400 reward. Dead or alive. And at the bottom, apply Matt Dillon, Marshal, Dodge City.
Mm-hmm.
Print 200 copies. How soon can I send Chester over for him?
This afternoon.
Good morning, Mr. Hightower. Chester.
Think those posters will do any good? Richards is probably over the line into Oklahoma or Colorado by now. That Strawberry Roan of his is the fastest in the county.
He has no money. He panicked and ran out of the bank before he got a penny. I think he'll try to get help from his wife or brother or a friend the first chance he has, maybe tonight. I say he's around here somewhere. I'm sorry I turned on you like that, Chester.
Why, that's all right, Mr. Dillon. Out all night with a posse, no sleep, man's bound to get touchy.
No, it's not that. It's the way people use a thing like this. The men riding posse last night, they enjoyed it as though they were hunting fox or possum. Hightower back there, he acts like it was a birthday treat, specially gotten up for him. Everybody finds a way to use it. What was it you wanted to tell me?
Hmm? Oh, I got a kid, a little boy, locked up in the cell.
Uh-huh.
Run away from home, back in Cottonwood. Ed Slade turned him over to me when he come through on the stagecoach just now. Kid about 12 years old.
Whose is he?
Widow woman, Miss Bonnie. She runs the boarding house in Cottonwood. Ed says kid's always running away a little while, I guess. He flagged Ed for a ride on the road halfway between there and here. Soon as Ed seen him stand there with his bundle on his shoulder, he knowed what he was up to. So he told the kid he'd help him and then turn him over to us when he got here.
All right, we'll send a telegram to the mother to come fetch him. Well, come on in, Chester, and shut the door.
Mr. Dillon?
You're letting in every horse fly in Kansas.
Mr. Dillon, I think you better cancel the order for them notices.
What?
The Dutchman's coming up the street, and he's leading a strawberry roan, and Clay Richards is draped across his back.
Like a sack of wheat across the saddle. Last time I saw him, 2 days ago, he was standing at the bar laughing his head off. A sack of wheat across the saddle. And followed by half the saloon bums and loafers in town. All right, Chester, make him keep back.
All right, now stand back, you fellas. Come on now, back. Stand back.
Ziegler. How'd it happen, Ziegler?
My goat, my old Billy goat, he pushes open the fence last night and runs away.
Forget your goat. What about Clay?
Yeah, I tell you, this morning I go to look for the goat. I walk here, there. From near the river, I see Clay. He sits there. I say, hello, Clay. The gate.
And you dirty Dutchman. You no good dog. Clay was your best friend. He helped you buy your farm, so you kill him for the
war. All right, all of you. Keep back, everybody.
Clay? Me? No, no. My brother, he was like... We was in the war together. Peter, listen.
You killed him for the war.
Not so. I killed nobody. Not since Gettysburg. Clay is dead already when I find him. I don't even own a pistol.
Ziegler, inside, quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Chester, give me a hand with Clay. All right, all of you. Listen up.
I will not tolerate a disturbance. You know me.
I got him, Chester. Take his leg.
All right, kick the door shut.
Marshal, I don't kill Clay.
On this table, Chester.
What'd you do with Clay's gun? His holster's empty.
Gun? Clay's? I ain't got it. I don't even own one.
Chester, see if it slipped out.
His holster was empty coming up the street. First thing I noticed. Maybe it's over on the...
Another customer? Why, that's three in less than a day. Oh, bountiful harvest. My fees this month will keep me in luxury. In luxury!
Doc, I want to have an inquest as soon as possible.
Well, as soon as I finish the autopsy. Shouldn't take long with the practice I've had this week, huh? No. Hey, late afternoon all right with you? I'll take him up to my office right now. No, thank you, Chester. I can carry him all by myself here. You just open the door there like a good fella. Marshal, tell the city fathers I'd like to make a deal when the corpses are as famous as this one. Back in 53 in San Francisco, a fella I knew earned a fortune, exhibiting the head of Joaquin Murrieta. Tell them if they'll let me keep the remains, I'll do the autopsies for nothing.
Shut the door, Chester. Ziegler, where is it you met Clay on the river?
By the fort. This side by the fort.
Ride out there, Chester, and see if you can find Clay's gun. Maybe he dropped it when he was shot.
I did not shoot Clay.
Sure.
I did not. I had no reason to. I did not. I did not.
Now, you listen to me. Maybe you think Dodge has got so big I don't know about everything that goes on here. Well, if you do, you're wrong. If you think I don't know about the bank having an overdue mortgage on your farm, you're wrong. $400 is reason enough for a struggling farmer like you.
No. Could not do such a thing. I am a human being.
To a peace officer, Ziegler, that's enough grounds for suspicion. But whether you did it or not will be decided at your trial. In the meantime, you just stop yammering about it.
Trial? Me?
Even when I shoot somebody, I stand trial. If they find it's justifiable homicide, and they probably will, Clay being a wanted man, then they'll let you off. And if not...
Please, I am permitted to go now.
Go. Are you crazy?
I farm this stock. I must look after
it. You sit right down. You want to be lynched? You're trying to get yourself murdered? Have you forgotten about Clay's brother, Adam?
Adam would not believe I shot him.
What difference does it make whether he believes it or not? His brother's been killed. Everybody's looking to him to do something about it, and he knows it. You want me to guess where he is right this minute? He's in one of them saloons lapping up courage to come in here and ask me to give you to him for a present. You want to know who's with him? Ever loafer, ever bum, ever slob in town. Slapping him on the back and telling him what a shame it is. Egging him on to kill you so that
They can have some excitement and some fun. Well, maybe you deserve killing, but it's my job to uphold the law, and I'm not letting you out of here.
You might spend
your time trying to think up a better story. That is, if you intend to stay in this town. All right, now think back. Didn't Clay go for his gun before you shot him?
I tell you, I didn't. If I'm not under arrest, you have no right to keep me here. I got to look after my farm. I go.
All right, Chester, lock him up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon. Come on now, Ziegler.
Help me, senor. Help me, senor.
Step out, sonny. This cage is bespoke.
Who's in there, Chester?
Yeah, that little old runaway from Cottonwood.
Oh. Yeah. Come over here, son. Come over here to me.
I know who you are.
You do, do you?
You bet. You're Matt Dillon.
I'm guilty.
I knowed you right off. You just pointed out to me one day back home. Filler says you was the fastest gun thrower in Kansas.
Wyatt Earp wouldn't be awful interested to hear that, I'm afraid.
Filler says you was faster than Old Earp. Faster than Wild Bill Hickok in Hay City and Fat Masterson or any of them. How many fellas have you killed?
You don't keep score, son. It's something you try to forget.
Not me. Someday I'll be famous like you, and for every filler I kill, I'll put a notch on my gun. People will see those notches, and they'll know they better not try.
Why'd you run away from home, bub? Don't you know your mother's likely to worry about you?
Oh, she won't worry. She's too busy working. You ain't gonna make me go back, are you? You wouldn't do that, would you?
Well...
because it wouldn't stop me for long. I'd only run away again.
Oh, where are you off to in such a sweat?
Oh, Texas, California, Mexico. Fella can accomplish things there, not like living in old Cottonwood. If you let me go, someday when I'm famous, you can tell people you helped get me started.
Well, that's a pretty strong inducement. I'll have to think about it for a while. And, while I'm making up my mind, I want you to give me your word. Word of a man who'll be famous someday that he won't try to run away from me. Otherwise, I'll have to have Chester lock you up again.
Oh, I'll shake on that.
Good, good. Chester, I want you to go look for Clay's gun.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
And on the way, stop off and send that telegram. You know?
Hmm? Oh, that telegram. Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Where's Ziegler?
It's all right, Chester. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Where's that murdering dog? Oh, there you are, you...
Not a single step further, Adam.
I want him, Dillon. He murdered Clay, shot him down without giving him a chance.
How do you know?
Because Clay wouldn't have let anyone catch him off guard except a friend. A friend. Now, Dillon, give me that Dutchman.
Try to take him.
It's like that?
It's like that.
And it's true what the fellas say. You made a deal with the Dutchman to give him the reward and to protect him if he'd kill Clay for you.
That was the deal, was it?
Yeah.
The fellas say why I'd make such a deal?
Dillon, it ain't no longer a secret around town that you and Francie want each other. But Clay was in the way. You had him killed so you could get his wife. Do you deny it?
No. No. It'll serve as well as any other crazy story. It'll work you up.
You think you're safe behind that star, don't you? Well, Clay have friends, lots of them. I'm coming back with them friends, and we'll get the Dutchman and you and anyone else who tries to stop us.
All right, Adam. I'll be waiting.
Yeah. You wait.
I almost seen something pretty just then, didn't I, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, almost. About another pint of whiskey ought to do it.
We will return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment, but first... many radio shows win high popularity with the prizes and cash they give away, but there's one show that's tops because the head man gives away as little as possible. What other radio program could it be but the Jack Benny Show? So be listening. And now, with William Conrad starred as Matt Dillon, here's the second act of Gunsmoke.
Son?
You say something, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, open that drawer in front of you there. You'll find a small bottle of oil in there. No, no, the one on the right. Yeah, that's it. Now, bring a little brush, too, huh?
Here it is.
Thanks, bub.
It's a right nice gun you have.
Yeah, it's not bad, but a little stiff, just a little stiff.
Don't it have a trigger? I never seen no gun without a trigger before.
Oh, you remove a trigger or tie it back against a guard. And all you have to do is, throw my hammer. Hey, like that. It's faster. Yeah, that's better now.
Remove the trigger. I'll remember that.
What in the world for?
Well, I remember everything you told me. About the Texas holster and the spring holster and the double roll and filing off the sight.
It's just me, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, any luck, Chester?
No, sir, not any. I went to the store first and asked Mr. Denton what kind of ammunition Clay Richards used to buy, and he told me Clay had a double action 44. I scoured that riverbank a half mile each way from the ford and not a sign of it. I got that telegram off. You know who ought to be here pretty soon. It's only 7-8 miles from...
Is that a fire in town?
Funeral services for Mr. Grinnell, the cashier.
So soon?
It's awful hot weather.
Yeah. Any of your guns need oiling, Chester?
I don't think so.
You sure? When Adam left, he said he'd be coming back with some friends.
I know. I stopped at the Olifaganti just now to rinse out my mouth. Adam was there talking mighty ugly and mighty big. He's got a sizable following.
When do you think?
Any minute now, Mr. Dillon. Want me to take Bob out of here to one of the hotels, maybe?
I want to see
him. No, I think he'll be safer here, Chester, behind stone walls and dodging about the streets rubbernecking.
You keep your head down, sonny. You hear? There's a...
Matt, I gotta talk to you.
She ought to be in mourning. If she cared for Clay at all anymore, she ought to be in black.
Matt.
Oh, Lord, I find her more beautiful all the time.
Matt, have you heard what they're saying?
What are they saying, Francie?
That you and me, that you made Pete Ziegler kill him because of...
I'm sorry that got back to you, Francie.
It's all over Dodge. Adam almost strangled me before they dragged him off.
Francie, I didn't shoot Clay. Francie, I beg you, believe me. I was just...
Shut up, Ziegler. Shut up or I'll pump you to death. Francie, it's just one of those crazy stories. They needed one and they made one up.
But, Matt, everyone believes it. On my way down here, people were pointing, whispering. Old women clucking their tongues at me. They believe it.
They'll forget it as soon as this is over. They'll remember that. Even if we once did go with each other, it was finished and done with even before the war ended, before you even met Clay.
No, they won't forget it. For the rest of my life, as long as I stay here...
Hold it a minute, Francie. Yeah, Doc, what is it?
Oh, am I interrupted?
What is it, Doc?
Autopsy's finished. I examined his liver and lights as...
This is Mrs. Richards, Doc.
Oh, I beg your pardon, ma'am. I'm sure I meant no disrespect for the departed.
Well,
Clay was shot all right, but from the nature of the wound and the coagulation of the blood, I'd say it happened sometime yesterday. I'd say the cashier's bullet didn't go wild after all.
How could a dead man gallop away?
Well, the wound wasn't what killed Clay. The ball hit the rib case and bounced off. .22 caliber it was. And what did kill him was the stab in the back, right through the spine. Inflicted sometime this morning. Now, near as I can judge, by a small blade, 2 or 3 inches long. It could have been a Barlow knife.
Thanks, Doc.
Please accept my condolences, Mr. Richard. You call the inquest anytime you're ready, Marshal.
Chester, close the door.
You see, I didn't do it. I didn't shoot him.
All right, then you stabbed him, maybe. You said you never carried a gun. Look, Francie, go home and... give matters a chance to simmer down.
Matt, I'm going to ask you for something.
Yeah?
Turn Pete Ziegler out into the street.
What? Francie, they're itching to get their hands on him.
Let him have him. It'll prove that story's a lie, that you didn't make a deal with him. Please, Matt, I have to live here. Sammy, I have to live here. Matt. Don't look at me like that.
Go home, Francie. Go home or leave town or hang yourself or anything you like. Just go away.
Matt.
Away. Right now.
I bought me a bottle at the Allafragans, Mr. Dillon. Would you care for a drink?
No.
Guess the funeral's over.
There'll be others.
Funny. Now, I miss that bell. Awful quiet, ain't it? It's just...
Just about on schedule. Are you ready, Chester?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
I'd use a shotgun if I were you. It's more effective when there's a mob to be dealt with.
Oh, yes, sir, I aim at it.
Ziegler, and you too, son. If trouble starts, lie down flat on the floor and keep your head down all the time. Don't gawk to see what's happening. You understand me?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
All right.
Dillon! Come out, Dillon!
Chester, I want you to stand here in the doorway after I go out, where you can cover the back door and me at the same time.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester. Open the door.
It's my duty to warn all of you that you're in the breach of the peace. I've sworn to uphold the law. I've killed men in order to do it, and I'm prepared to do so again.
Give us a Dutchman, Dillon.
Man! I ask you to be sensible and to leave quietly. But if you refuse to listen to reason, if you insist upon being fools, if you've already decided to act like wolves instead of humans, then there's nothing I can say to make you change your minds. All right, you want Peter Ziegler? Well, he's not more than 20 feet behind me, so come on and get him, any of you. One at a time or all at once. Come on! Which one of you wants to die first? You? You? You, Adam? Well, what do you say, Adam? You let him here. Don't let this star on my coat stop you. Come on! There, I'm not wearing it now. Well, come on, draw, Adam, draw!
You all right, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah. Get his gun.
Man alive, I couldn't even see your hand move.
Marshal! Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell
Doc, me. Doc, you make one single funny remark and I'll knock you down. You just take him to your office and get to work.
Well, I never do mean to offend, Marshal. In my line of work, well, bodies, they're just so much lumber.
Make all the jokes about them you please, but not to me and not in my hearing. In my line of work, there's nothing humorous about death. Give him a hand, Chester.
No, I can handle him, Marshal. Thank you.
Thank you, just the same.
Can you direct me to the Marshal's office?
Yes, ma'am, right here. I'm Marshal Dillon.
Well, I left Cottonwood as soon as I got your telegram. I'm Miss Bonnie. Where's my boy?
Oh, we have him, ma'am, safe and sound. Here, let me help you down.
Thank you.
It's a horse, Chester. Right this way, ma'am.
Oh, I'm so sorry he put you to all that trouble, Marshal. The truth of the matter is he is a wild one and no mistake. Takes after his father, one scrape after another.
He was no trouble at all. I enjoy children. I'd like to have him around. Bub, your ma's here. Son? Chester, where's the boy? Did you let him slip past you?
No, sir, Mr. Dillon. He never got past me. Look, the back door's open.
He seen me and he hightailed it, the devil.
We'll round him up for you, ma'am. Don't worry.
Oh, I don't know why I bother hauling him back. If he's run away once, he's run away 1,000 times. This time he ran because I wouldn't buy him a gun. He wanted a real one. That boy's just gun crazy, I swear. I got him a nice Barlow knife instead.
Barlow knife?
I reckon it didn't signify, and off he runs.
Barlow knife?
That kid. Chester, find that kid.
Marshal, has he done something bad with it? told him to use it careful. He promised he'd use it careful.
Never mind, Chester. He's got Clay's strawberry roan. We'd never catch up to him.
Oh, I try to bring him up, Ryan. I tell him to be good, but he don't listen. He just don't listen.
Now, calm yourself, ma'am. Just calm yourself.
Here's his little bundle, Mr. Dillon.
What? Yeah, give it to me. That's pretty heavy. Here, you're better at knots than I am. Open it, will you?
From the moment he was born, he's been nothing but tribulation to me.
Now, please, ma'am. What's he got in it, Chester?
A shirt, stockings, a piece of sausage, and this.
44 double action.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon. That's Clay's gun. Sonny didn't manage to keep it long, did he?
Well, if he wants a gun that bad, he's bound to get hold of another one somewhere, somehow. Chester, call Mr. Hightower over.
Hey! Hey, Mr. Hightower!
What?
Come on over. Mr. Dillon wants you.
Marshal, could I have please a drink of water?
What? Oh, Ziegler, I forgot all about you. Chester, where are the keys?
Yeah, right there on the desk.
Yeah. There we are. It'll be safe for you to go home now.
I can go back by the farm.
Yeah, that's right. I'll send for you for the trial.
Oh, Duncan should. Duncan should.
Watch where you're going, you dumb...
Excuse me.
Yes, Marshal.
Mr. Hightower, it appears that we can do business after all. Get some paper and a pencil. I want some notices printed.
Fire away.
Wanted for murder.
Wanted for murder.
What's the boy's name?
Bonnie. William Bonney.
William Bonney.
William Bonney.
Age 12. Height about 5 feet. Hair light, eyes blue. I don't suppose he's known by any other name.
I know. Everybody just called him Billy. Or the Kid.
Also known as Billy. The Kid.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by Walter Newman, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in tonight's cast were Don Diamond, Parley Bear, Harry Bartell, and Howard McNair, with Richard Beals, Paul Dubov, Georgia Ellis, and Mary Lansing. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Those longtime favorites, Amos and Andy, are rising to new heights in their CBS radio series on Sunday nights. Heard on most of these same stations, Amos and Andy find trouble as constantly as ever and make it just as funny and as human as they have for more than 20 years. Be sure to hear Amos and Andy this Sunday, won't you? Right after the Jack Benny Show. This is Roy Rowan speaking. And remember, there's fast, funny quizzing on The Bob Hawke Show every Monday evening. This is the CBS Radio Network.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Marshal Dillon.
Over here, son. What's the trouble?
Marshal, that's
Will Thompson's young'un, Mr. Dillon.
What is it, kid? What's wrong?
Dad. Mom. They burned our house. Got the fences. Four of them. My sister. They rode in and shot.
He'd been shot. Hold that lamp down here, Chester.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Blood all over the back of his shirt. Will Thompson, he's a homesteader, isn't he?
That's right. Came to Dodge City about 3 months ago. Took up a section over on Mulberry Creek. Mr. Dillon, you want me to go get the doctor?
No. Boy doesn't need a doctor now.
Thank you.
house is right, Mr. Dillon. It's still burning.
Yeah, what's left of it is. Watch yourself now, Chester.
Yes, sir.
No sign of life, though. Whoever did it's probably long gone by now.
No reason to hang around.
Well, let's tie up here and look around on foot. Bring up your carbine, Chester.
I got it, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, they even fired the corn crib. Now, why would anybody want to...
What's there? What is it?
It's a dog. Shot.
A dog? When they even shoot the dogs, it's a...
You see something?
Yes, sir. It's Will Thompson. I think it's Will.
What do you mean, you think it's what? Scalped.
He was Indians, Mr. Dillon.
They couldn't have been Indians. Only tribe reported in 20 miles is the Kiowas, and they wouldn't do anything like this. They've been peaceful for years.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
Come on. Let's find out what happened to the rest of the family.
Yeah. Besides Will and the boy who rode into town, there's Ms. Thompson and a daughter. Girl about 17. Pretty as a picture.
Yeah, there's something lying over there by that cottonwood.
Yeah, I see.
Well, I guess we found Will's wife.
Mm-mm. She's alive.
Yeah, if you can call it that. Scout around and take a look for the daughter, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillon.
It's all right, Miss Thompson. It's all right. It's all right.
Mary. My daughter. They took her. And dragged her away. Dragged her.
Easy, ma'am. Easy now.
I tried to stop them. I held on to one of them. He kicked me loose. And his spur came off. It's here somewhere. It's on the ground somewhere. On the ground.
Yeah, I see it.
But my daughter... They took her away. My baby.
There now.
My baby.
There now. It's all right. We'll find her, ma'am. We'll find her and then... Ms. Thompson? Well, you're better off, ma'am.
Dillon?
Yeah.
Over here in the Willis. I found her.
All right, Chester.
She was pretty as a picture.
I've seen her in Dodge. Walking down Front Street. Pretty as a picture.
Yeah. All right, let's ride. We'll look in the Long Branch first, and if Jalisco Pete's not there, we'll try the other saloons.
I bet his boss is here. He's here every night.
Yeah, I know. Follow me in, Chester. Just keep him off my back. I'll take care of the rest of it.
Yes, sir. Good luck, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, look who's here. Matt Dillon.
Hiya, Kitty.
What brings you in, sweetie? Business? A pleasure.
It's not pleasure.
Ah.
Plenty of other men in Dodge, Kitty.
Are there?
They come in here, don't they?
Sure. They come in. I talk to them, and I drink with them. That's my job. You follow me, Matt?
I follow you.
I'm off at 2 every night.
Kitty, have you seen Jalisco tonight?
No, he hasn't been in, Matt. Ben Rourke's sitting over there at a draw table, though.
Good, I'll talk to him. I'll see you, Kitty.
Sure, Matt. Sure you will.
I think I got a pretty good hand here myself.
All right, boys, here's where money talks. I'm raising another 100 and I'll stand pat.
Ben?
Huh? Well, it's the marshal himself.
I'd like to talk to you, Ben.
All right, Matt, talk.
Not here. We'll go over there by the bar.
I'm sorry, I'm busy. I got a pat hand and a cinch bet.
Maybe. This is official, Ben.
Meaning?
Meaning I want to talk to you. Now, come on.
Take over my hand, Donnelly. I'll be right back. All right, Matt, let's have it. What do you want to talk about?
One of your cowboys, Ben, Jalisco Pete.
What about him?
Know where he is?
We're on somewhere, I guess. Why?
I'd like to know if he lost his spur recently. Tonight, in fact. It's pretty, ain't it? Mexican silver, needlepoint, raw gold inlay. Pete's the only man I know in Dodge who's got a pair like this.
All right, I'll see that Pete gets it. He'll appreciate your finding.
I doubt that. I found it lying beside a woman he'd just kicked to death. Will Thompson and his whole family were wiped out a few hours ago by four night riders. You know anything about it?
How would I know about it?
Your boys call you King Rourke, don't they? Never heard of one of them pulling anything without being sure you'd back him up.
Matt, are you claiming I was in on this?
You're a cattle rancher, Ben, an open range man. You boys all hate the homesteaders coming in with their plows and fences. Been a lot of fences cut by night riders. Now it's murder.
You haven't named me yet, Matt.
A couple of months ago, here in the Long Branch, I heard you say you'd get the homesteaders out of Ford County if you had to burn them out. Well, did you?
Sometimes a man gets known as a fast gunslinger and it goes to his head.
I asked you a question, Ben.
Then he gets himself a tin star and goes around bothering people.
Ben, if you're figuring to draw on me, don't.
Why not, Matt?
I've seen you in action. You're not fast enough. Now, I asked you a question.
And maybe I don't feel like...
What's going on in here?
Nothing.
Oh, there you are, Marshal.
How are you, Colonel?
Marshal, what's this I hear about an Indian uprising?
There's been none that I've heard about.
Whole family massacred, the way I hear it, sir. Murdered and scalped.
Scalped?
Two of them were.
So it was Indians. What game are you playing, Matt?
Indians don't cut fences, Ben. That's a cattleman's trick.
Scalping, too?
Could have been an afterthought. It wasn't an Indian who lost that spur.
Well, we'll soon find out about it. I'm riding into the Kiowa country with Troop C tonight.
I hope you won't do that, Colonel Blake. You know the Kiowas are peaceable enough when you let them alone, but if you push them, they'll fight.
True enough, Marshal. But we can't let them get away with it.
The Indians weren't responsible, Colonel. I got evidence to the contrary. Give me 24 hours and I'll prove it.
Well, I certainly don't relish stirring up a tribal war, but...
Just 24 hours.
Well, all right.
Ben, if you know where Jalisco is, you better turn him in. It'll save trouble.
When any of my boys need discipline, I take care of it.
Not this time. Other people are involved.
Homesteaders. Squatting on a measly 320 acres apiece. Ruining the whole country.
They got rights, Ben.
Who says so?
I do.
Morning, Marshal.
Good morning. Any luck, Chester?
No, sir. I just stopped by the jail here to see if you'd found it.
I wish I had.
I'll head out again in a few minutes. Oh, this fellow's been waiting for you all morning, Mr. Dillon.
Is that so?
My name's Ezra Hawkins, Marshal. We ain't met before. I got a homestead up the river. Don't leave me much time to get to town.
I see. Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Hawkins?
Well, it's about what happened to the Thompson family last night. The other homesteaders sort of appointed me to speak for the whole bunch.
All right, speak.
Well, we want to know what you aim to do about it, Mr. Dillon.
I aim to get the killers.
When?
Mr. Hawkins, I've been up all night trying to get an answer to that question. If you've got any information to offer, fine. If you haven't, then... What's up, Chester?
A trail herd's hit town, I guess.
Ben, pull up, boys. Look at that pretty
city jail. Come on, let's decorate it.
Let's go, Chester.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold it there. Hold it.
My, my. The jail was occupied, boys.
You men just blow into town?
You ain't talking to men, Sheriff. These are curly wolves from the Circle Bar B, the roughest, toughest outfit in the panhandle.
And you're not talking to the sheriff. I'm the U.S. Marshal.
You the range boss?
That's right. Dead Dudley, and what about it?
Dudley, we got a new law here against shooting off firearms inside the city limits.
Yeah? You mean like this?
No, Dudley, I mean more like this. Now, come on down off that horse.
Sure, I'll come down off it.
Watch your gun, he's got a knife.
Yeah, so I see.
Well, nice work, Mr. Dillon.
Drag him in and lock him up, Chester. Throw some water on him.
Yes, sir.
All right, curly wolves. Your boss is jailed and fined $50. You can get him out tomorrow morning.
We got the money, sir.
I said tomorrow! Now on the move. All of you, get!
You handle things right fine, Marshal, once you get started.
Thanks, Hawkins.
Only trouble is some of us homesteaders are getting kind of impatient. The cattle ranch has been treating us pretty bad for too long. The boys are all meeting at my place today. I reckon I can hold them back till tonight. You know what I mean, Marshal.
Yeah. I saw it happen in Abilene, dirty and bloody. I'd hate to see it happen here. Sure, I know what you mean. Range war.
Hold an inquest any time now. I'm all finished with the autopsy.
All right, Doc.
It goes pretty fast when you can line them that way. Four in a row makes the job a lot easier.
Yeah, I imagine. Doc, have you ever seen a range war?
No, but I hear there's one brewing.
There is, plus Indian trouble. If I don't bring in Jalisco Pete before tonight and find out who his three partners were, you're going to have bodies lined up 20 in a row.
Well, it sure bring in a lot of fees. I could retire and buy myself a ranch.
Sure, Doc.
Oh, boy. Oh, that sounds like Chester, Marshal.
Yeah, he's been scouting those thickets along the river bottom.
Mr. Dillon, I brought in Jalisco.
Where is he, Chester?
Outside, tied on a pack mule.
Good.
No, sir. I'm afraid it ain't so good. He's dead. Been shot in the back and scalped.
We will return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment, but first, CBS Radio, in cooperation with Time Magazine, makes available to you, free of charge, a valuable convention handbook packed with facts and sidelights about American national political conventions. This convention handbook, containing a convention map and box score of interesting pictures and a complete history of this old American custom, will be yours if you send a postcard with your name and address to Time, CBS, Chicago 90, Illinois. That's Time, CBS, Chicago 90, Illinois. And now, with William Conrad starred as Matt Dillon, here's the second act of Gunsmoke.
Just a second now, Marshal. Let's see. Here it comes now. There's the bullet, if it'll do you any good.
It won't, Doc.
The slugs I dig out of the bodies all look alike.
Someday, though, they may figure a way to tell them apart. Maybe even tell which gun fired which bullet.
Oh, no, not a chance of it, Marshal. Well, I guess that's all I can do for the late lamented. Oh, I see he's only wearing one spur.
Yeah, I know. I got the make to it here. That's what I wanted to talk to him about.
It's too bad, Marshal. His talking days are over.
Yeah, somebody made sure of that, all right. And then tried to cover the trail by scalping him.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It wasn't done by Indians.
That's my guess, too.
I've seen how Indians do it. Down in the territory, up in the Dakotas. Slick and clean. Nothing like this. I could do a better job with my eyes closed.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Well, I guess I'd better get ready for the rush. Looks like a showdown, Marshal. And I don't see any way that you can stop it.
Neither do I. Oh, hiya, Kitty.
Business again, Matt?
Well, I was looking for Ben Rourke.
He isn't here. He left about an hour ago. Some of his boys came after him. Matt, I waited for you last night.
I worked, Kitty.
All night?
Yeah.
There's a bad feeling in the air, Matt. What is it? What's going to happen?
I wish I knew.
They called all the soldiers from C Troop back to Fort Dodge this afternoon. I hear they're planning to move out tonight.
I hope not.
Been a lot of homesteaders in here drinking today. That's unusual for them. What's going to happen, Matt?
The bloodiest mess you've ever seen. And I don't know any way of stopping it. If I'd only found Jalisco Pete before they killed him, now I got nothing to go on.
Jalisco came in here last night, late, after you'd gone.
What? Well, why didn't you let me know?
There wasn't time, Matt. He heard he was wanted, and he left right away, his friends with him.
Friends? What friends?
Well, I'd never seen him before. I think Pete had known him in the Pecos country. They're all pretty drunk.
How many were with him, Kitty?
Three, I guess. One of them was named Red Dudley.
Red Dudley?
And one called himself Tulsa Jim. He kept talking about the Circle Bar
yeah,
B brand.
It might be. They could have ridden in last night ahead of the herd to look up Pete and then they...
Oh, Marshal. Say, you better come on outside here if you want to stop a lynching.
Coming, Doc.
Be careful, Matt. Be careful.
What is it, Doc?
Ben Rourke and some of the cattle ranchers. They caught themselves an Indian and they're going to string him up.
I doubt it.
Let us be friends, Matt. We know what we're doing.
I hope so, Ben. Who have you got here?
One of the murdering skunks who wiped out the Thompsons. Any objections?
I might work up some, Ben. What's your name, fella?
He won't talk to you. He hasn't opened his mouth.
Look, fella, as an Indian, you're a ward of the government. I'm a U.S. Marshal. I represent the government. I'm here to protect you. Now, what's your name?
Keith Doxwa. Work hard. Good man. No kill.
What makes them think you did?
Say kill people. No kill.
He pleads not guilty, Ben.
Sure he does. And maybe you can explain why we caught him 2 miles from my ranch house. Is that reservation? What was he doing there?
Go on, ask him.
Mr. Rourke? Maybe I can tell you what he was doing.
What?
Ezra Hawkins.
One side, if you don't mind. Would you let me through here, please? Thank you. We got tired of waiting, Marshal. We'd come on into town.
Maybe that was a mistake, Hawkins.
Maybe. You have to play it the way you see it.
Look, mister, let's have it. What's this all about?
I'm a homesteader, Mr. Rourke.
Well, I accept your apology.
Weren't no apology. I just wanted you to know who those 100 men across the street were.
And they all got guns.
100, huh? Nine in the Well, there's 30 of us, so the odds aren't bad. What's on your mind?
This Indian's been working for us, Mr. Rourke. Tracking down fence cutters. Maybe that's why you caught him within 2 miles of your house.
Got the nerve to come out and say what you mean, homesteader?
You bet I have, fence cutter.
All right, hold it. Now, you're covered, Ben, and you too, Hawkins. This play's gone far enough.
Not giving a man a chance to draw, Matt?
Not this time, Ben. All right, Katoxa, climb off that horse and get over here behind me. Move slow and stay out of the line of fire. You men,
If either side makes a move, Ben and Hawkins will be the first to get it. You understand?
Doc, take us into your office.
Oh, sure, right away, man.
Well, Matt, what's the next step? You can't keep us here with our hands in the air forever.
I don't intend to. I got one of the murderers locked up in jail. I want you two to come along and listen to his statement, but leave the questions to me, all right?
It's just fine with me, Marshal.
It's your show, Matt.
Good. Come on. Chester? Chester?
Looks kind of deserted, Matt.
He may have gone back to the cells to see. Chester?
Move on, big dog.
Ben, Hawkins.
What's the matter, Matt?
Here, I'll get that gag off of him. You cut the ropes, Ben.
Right.
All right, Chester, here we go. Easy now. There. What happened, Chester?
Oh, they slipped in and got the drop on me, Mr. Dillon. Took Red Dudley with him. There was two of them, not more than 20 minutes ago.
Who were they? Did you know them?
Nope. Circle Bar B boys, I think. They slugged me and thought I was out, but I heard them talking. They were all in with Pete on the Thompson killing.
Yeah, I know.
And they killed Pete, too. They was afraid you'd make him talk.
But the question now is, where are they?
I know where. They are Kansas rooms.
They are Kansas, huh?
They planned to hole up there till it got dark. Maybe they've gone by now, though.
Maybe not.
Want some help, Matt?
No, thanks, Ben. It's my job, mine and Chester's. Come on, Chester, let's go.
The room and house is all dark, Mr. Dillon.
That doesn't mean a thing. Watch the windows.
Is you, Dillon?
Drop behind that water trough here. Use your carbine. It's more accurate.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dudley. Come on out. You're under arrest.
Come and get it!
Fire at the flashes, Chester.
That came from the side window, Mr. Dillon.
And 10-1, there's somebody behind the other corner. So... Yeah, there was. Rake the front of the building, Chester.
Yes. I got one. He's hanging out the window.
Yeah, it's two down.
Dillon! Hold your fire! I give up!
All right, come on out.
Be careful, Mr. Dillon. It may be a trick.
It's up to him. Come on out, Dudley. Well, hurry it up!
I'm coming. I got a bullet in my leg. I can't hurry very fast. You got me all wrong.
Watch it, he's drawing.
Wrong, Chester. He started to. See if you can find the doc and get him to help you pack these things over to the jail.
Yes, sir. Right away, Mr. Dillon. Matt? Are you all right, Matt?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right, Ben.
Had a clean sweep, huh?
Looks that way.
Well, bullets are cheaper than rope.
I guess so. Ben, you and your boys aren't murderers like Red Dudley, but this business of fence cutting can lead to a range war, too. Like it or not, Homesteading's here to stay. There's more of them coming in on every train.
I know all that. Those cattlemen built this country, Matt. A few more years, now they'll have us fenced out of it.
Times change, Ben. There's range still left out west, New Mexico, Arizona.
Yes, I know. Some of us have been thinking about it. Matt, they'll fence you out too, you know.
Yeah, I guess they will. Well, when that time comes, I'll move on. If I'm still around.
Farms and families. Next thing they'll do is set up courts and bring the law in here.
Law's here now, Ben. In Dodge City, I'm the law.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was especially written for Gunsmoke by Les Crutchfield, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in tonight's cast were Harry Bartell, Lou Krugman, and Georgia Ellis, with Jack Crucian, Barney Phillips, Vivi Janis, and Johnny McGovern. Parley Bear is Chester, and Howard McNear is Doc. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Jungle Legacy is the name of tonight's adventure with Tarzan. Listen as Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, faces a band of unscrupulous men who seek a uranium deposit in Tarzan's realm, through which they hope to rule the world. Don't miss Jungle Legacy tonight, when most of these same CBS radio stations bring you Tarzan. It's packed with thrills, packed with action, packed with tense atmosphere. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Remember, Broadway is my beat every Saturday night on the CBS Radio Network.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.